Yo,
what's up with it, bro?
What's going on, man?
Hey, man, first things first, it's really dope to see somebody from the Bay getting as much love as you're getting right now. That's super crazy. So congratulations on that.
Thank you, bro. The Bay, this is where everything started, so we're going from the Bay to the universe, for real.
Absolutely, 100%. I'm sure, like you know, growing up in the Bay, you already have an understanding of, like, how hard it is for artists to, you know, get away from that stigma of just one sound and just, like, just being in our region. Because, you know, we can blow up in the region and nobody around the world will even know who we are, you feel me?
Yeah.
You're taking this. Bro, how are you again? The 15?
I'm 19 now.
No, you're 19. Someone told me you were 15, bro.
Look, nah, I just look like it.
It's all good. It's always good to look younger than you are, bro. You feel me?
Yeah, I'm going to be 30 looking like I'm 19. Perfect.
There you go.
Cool with me.
Let's I know we don't got that much time, bro, but, like, who'd you get started with? How'd you get started with in music? Were you working with somebody here at home?
Yeah, so it really started me just freestyling with my friends. And I had my big bro, he is still to this day my mentor, my big bro, Paperboy, who owns Dream Team SF in Lakeview. Right. I would go there every day since I was a kid, just on some sneakerhead shit. And I told him, yo, big bro, I want to rap. And he had a studio upstairs. And he was like, all right, let's do it. And he was the first person to really support me, to teach me how to make music, to teach me how to punch in on a record and to record me. So he's been supporting me since the beginning. And from there, it's just been a long and very, very educational and really fun, to be honest with you, journey to this point.
Yeah, for sure, man. Congratulations on being one of the XXL 2020 freshmen, man. That's big.
Bro, I wanted that since I was 16, bro. Since
I'm
I was
sure,
in
yeah,
high school,
sure.
Looking at everyone. I mean, same with getting played on 99.7. I would drive to school with my parents every day since elementary school, listening to you guys. And now the next generation gets to do the same thing. That's so dope to me.
It's crazy, bro. It's crazy. It's really dope to see. When did you, like, how early did they tell you that you were going to be one of the freshmen? Like, how did that whole process go for you?
I think I found out, like, maybe, 3 months before they released it, 2 months, 3 months before they released it. Yeah. And I just got a call from Felicia at my label, and she was like, are you sitting down? I'm like, what kind of crazy news am I about to get?
Yeah.
Like, you're double XL freshman. I'm like, this is crazy. So,
yeah.
That was a super dope moment. I mean, it's really been an incredible journey from the beginning to now and all these different milestones, all these different, these things that I know if 16-year-old me was looking at me right now, he'd be like, yo, you the man.
Crazy, bro. Crazy. So the single Mood, been playing it every single day, every night, you feel me, all the time, and getting tons of requests for it. How do you feel about the support that you're getting here at home?
I think the thing that makes me most happy about getting the hometown love is that my mom told me once this stuff started really taking off, she said, all my friends, you know, they keep telling me they've heard your songs on the radio before with, like, City Angels or Valentino, but I still have never heard your song on the radio. That's all I want. And just last week when you guys added it, her and my sister were driving around, and my sister was like, yo, mom, wouldn't it be so cool if we turned on the radio and Golden Song was playing? And she was like, yeah, let's do it. So they turned on the radio. Pretty sure it was 99.7, and it was playing, and she cried, and that's just such a full circle moment for me to make my parents proud and to make my city proud. I'm so grateful. I feel so happy. It doesn't get better than this.
Absolutely, it's climbing the charts. I think it's number one, like, on Spotify, viral US 50. Song's big, bro. And again, this is top 40 radio. Top 40 radio is a whole different monster. Like, it's crazy.
Y'all don't play.
It's big. That's what's up, man. What are you looking forward to for the rest of the year, especially once all this, you know, this quarantine stuff and everything is over? I know you're ready to get out on the road and do some shows and stuff.
That's really what it is, man. I'm hoping to get back on the road as soon as possible. You know, this is the biggest moment in my career so far. I haven't even done my own headline tour yet, so I want to go out there and meet all the people that have been showing so much love to me over the past 4 or 5 years, and really just, I'm excited to keep working on music, get this album looking spectacular as I know it can be, and share that with the world.
That's what's up, man. I'm looking forward to seeing you continue to grow, bro. Congratulations on everything. I'm not going to keep you. I know they probably got you doing hella interviews. You feel me? Just back to back to back. So it is what it is. But, man, good luck on everything. And once this whole thing is over, man, we want to invite you into the studio. Come hang out with us. Jump on the air. So you can start giving all your friends shout-outs when they listening in the car. You know what I mean?
Say no more. I'm ready. I got my radio voice ready. You are now tuned in to 99.7.
See, that's what's up, man. That's what you got it, bro. Just don't do too much of that, man. I just got this job like a year and a half ago, bro. I'm not trying to lose you. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna step off the gas real quick. I'm gonna let you do your thing, man. I'm gonna let you do your thing.
I appreciate it, bro. Be safe. I'll talk to you soon, all right?
Yeah, same to you. Have a great day. Peace.